Nolte, Woke went gloriously broke at this weekend's box office. By John Nolte on June 19, 2023. Grooming Disney's Elemental, Mr. They Slash Them's The Flash, and the gay, Black Lives Matter inspired The Blackness all tanked at the box office, to which I can only say, God bless America. All three of these flops, the latest products of Hollywood's woke Reich, debuted on Friday, and all three bombed both at home and abroad. In fact, all three came in well below even their most pessimistic projections. Let's start with The Flash. The Flash stars serial criminal incredibly accused child groomer Ezra Miller. The hype told us this was the greatest superhero movie ever made. Worse, we were gaslighted all the way up to Saturday afternoon with the breathtaking news The Flash was potentially tracking for $80 million domestic. End result, a pathetic, worse than Black Adam $55 million. The Flash also crashed overseas, taking in just $75 million from 78 countries. Total global debut, a devastating $138 million. Hey, maybe handing a $300 million franchise over to a pretentious pervert and fetishist freak who uses those stupid they slash them pronouns isn't such a good idea? I'm offering you some free advice, Warner Brothers. It's up to you and your board of directors, if you choose to accept it. I don't really care. Watching Hollywood fail is a lot more entertaining than your movies. P.S. Because he's a protected alphabet person. The disgraceful blacklisters in Hollywood refused to cancel Flash star Ezra Miller. So the market stepped in and did it, which is how it's supposed to work. In today's episode of Disney is Doomed, the latest Pixar film, the $300 million budget plus promotion, Elemental, debuted to a hilarious $29.50 domestic. Disney's big gay Lightyear was a massive flop, and that massive flop opened to $51 million. Oh, and now that the word is out that the child abusers at Disney attempted to sneak some sexual child grooming into Elemental, normal people will likely stay even further away. Overseas, Elemental collected only, LOL, another $15 million. Disney will never recover from the brand damage of openly embracing the grooming of toddlers. What a fall, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. Finally, in honor of the stupid Juneteenth holiday, Lionsgate released the horror comedy The Blackening. Low-end predictions said it would do about $7 million. It ended up bombing with just LOL minus $6 million. Here's how Kristen Toto described this woke bomb. Teehee story lumbers on for 96 brutal minutes while the characters spout BLM-approved talking points and the movie assumes black people hold monolith views on race, the police and much more. At certain points, Toto explains, the characters expose their own prejudices, but we're supposed to sympathize with these racist views. Here are his bullet points. White people scare me, one character complains. The story's biracial character, played by Byers, loathes her white heritage. Are there any white people who wanna kill us? Potentially all of them. Naturally, one character is gay. So there you have it. The glorious news is that Hollywood sent three woke-tard movies out into the world. All three of them within the most popular genres out there. Superhero, animation, horror, and they all bombed.